It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Gore readings, Gore. Flesh Wound Radio freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by the exalted one himself, Pugs Dread, and Just Todd. How goes it, gentlemen?
Howdy, howdy, sirs. Howdy, howdy.
Doing. How are you doing, Todd?
I am doing all right. I thought your new name was the Midnight Cowboy. Come on, Dan.
Fuck you, Todd. God damn it.
Why
you
is
got
it
the hat, man.
Why is it a fuck you, Todd?
Why am I the Midnight? It's not a cowboy hat. It's a fucking Outback adventurer hat.
What Todd. Fucking Outback are you going on? Outback Steakhouse?
You always
get a Bloomin' Onion.
The Bloomin' Onion's fucking awesome, so
it is.
I will take that. So's the sauce, but fuck you, Todd. I also have some eerie background music because we are actually having a storm, but the weather's nice, so if you hear it, it's not me taking a piss, it's actually rain.
It's Dan getting pissed on.
All right.
That'd be hard to do.
Are you wearing pants right now?
I'm not wearing pants, but that's beside the point. I'm not.
Dan doesn't own pants.
I'm going to say that's a callback to, or a reference to one of the movies later.
Oh.
This is true. It is also a reference to Todd's favorite movie of all time, which...
good point.
I was reminded the other day, and I don't think I got it, and I don't think I can now. The Last House on the Left vinyl that came out. I meant to grab that, but I'm afraid to look at how expensive it might be now.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay. I'll have to look it up. I don't know. That's had a couple releases, though. I have to see which one I want to get. But anyways. So, yes, we are here. Another Apocalypse edition. We hope all of your guys... quarantine is this going as good as it possibly can under the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
We got some diverse stuff to talk about tonight.
The one positive thing about this quarantine is you got time to catch up on movies and TV shows. And yet somehow I still fell behind.
I thought the one positive thing was we have Pugs on for more than a guest appearance.
You know what? I agree. This is usually the time of my busy season where I make the most money I do throughout the whole year, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But I get to hang out with my buds and talk movies, so that's pretty cool.
There you go.
Silver lining.
I've had like a few like bad moments during this, but I'm kind of like settled in now. I guess it's like when you
as soon as they gave us all premium Pornhub,
yeah, that's what I was going with.
Now I'm kind of like, do I want it to end after April? I'd be good if we went through May. You know, those goth midget lesbians. I can, you know, I gotta watch them all. Well, I can take advantage.
Just like Pokemon, yeah.
Dan,
yeah.
We know you can make it through to December now.
If I had to. Yeah, that's cool. Like, end it, we'll have Christmas, it's all good.
But they only said 30 days, so never mind.
But, I was going to say, goddamn Trump's talking about Easter, and it's like, come on, man. That's like, that's too soon. That's too soon. You're going to give us free Pornhub.
Well, there goes that no politics.
It did involve porn, so I'm with Dan on this
one. Okay.
That's the reason why Yang Gang lost me when he started talking about how he's against pornography. Yang Gang, stay in your lane. And he sold out to CNN or one of those fucking channels. You know what? I don't want to start. Todd's right.
Hey, it doesn't matter what party you are. If you threaten our porn, we will slam you on Flesh Wound Radio.
You're goddamn right. Damn.
So, there's the exception.
Speak for yourselves, gentlemen. I'm with Mr. Terry Crews.
You know, he accused Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, I thought he accused someone else.
No, either way, he's being a bitch.
Yeah, but it was some dude. You know you'd be uncomfortable with some dude.
Yeah, but you're also a dude. Handle your business.
This is a good point.
He accused that one creepy executive of grabbing his dick. I can't remember who, but it wasn't Weinstein. I don't think Weinstein has any male accusers.
I wouldn't put it past him.
He might have.
He's too rich not to be curious.
You think he Criscoed Matt Damon?
Yeah, I do. But I think he went the Aunt Jemima route.
Oh, damn.
Made it extra sticky.
I was going to say, Goodwill Hunting doesn't just happen.
Fuck. God,
he made him call him Ben.
Okay, on that note.
That makes you uncomfortable.
I was gonna say, like, oh Dan, you gotta be careful, and then like fucking like ass raped with syrup, but alright.
Like, who doesn't like ass sex?
Everybody does, but I don't.
Okay, then what's the problem, Dan?
He doesn't like syrup.
He doesn't like Aunt Jemima. I thought you were a big fan.
I know.
Aunt Jemima. Don't you like those people?
I love Aunt Jemima, but I'm not going to involve that in said butt sex. I mean,
you're missing out.
Okay, well, all right, guys. There you go. Don't spend money on lube.
He just uses fried chicken grease.
Okay.
That is fucked up.
Master Shang.
I'm going to say... Hugs is black and can make that joke. Todd cannot, but he did anyways.
Todd can do whatever the hell he wants.
You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. You can do it too, Dan.
That's fucked up, gentlemen.
And one, you're white, so how is that racist?
I didn't say it.
You said that was fucked up because I said you used chicken grease for lube.
I don't understand what you're saying.
You said that was racist when
I said
it.
Shut the fuck up, Todd. All right, let's talk about your movie.
You just got rocked.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Let's
start with some news.
Yeah, let's talk some news. So we all just watched the first Shameless cash-in on this catastrophe.
What you call shameless, I call brilliant.
Oh, hey. Hey, look. I don't know how they did it that fast, but yeah, we got the trailer for Corona Zombies from Full Moon. More of a teaser than anything, but what did you guys think?
More of probably the only new footage in the whole thing. My gut says this is a recutting, reworking of Zombies vs. Strippers. That's what my gut tells me.
I think they're going to splice together some of their zombie stuff, and they just shot some quick wraparound. Because they couldn't have done a whole movie.
Probably just shot that trailer. By the way, the tagline? Fucking genius.
I think the biggest laugh we've got out of this, we've already got. Because, I don't know, I'm with Todd. I mean, it's obvious they're just going to cobble together some zombie shit from previous releases and just, you know, do this little wraparound. It's going to be one of their cut-paste movies. I'm not that excited.
Really? I thought you would be.
No, because I know it's not going to be legit, but this won't be the first zombie movie that uses the Corona gimmick.
It won't be the last either.
Yeah.
Then what's the first, Dan?
CNN.
You're going to get several more. Remember when, SARS is almost 20 years
ago. I thought you said this isn't the first.
I said this won't. Or I don't know. Fuck you, Todd.
No, you know what you did, Dan. But
that's what don't get mad at me because I was like, is there one I missed?
It won't be the last. I meant.
Well, you know what? I'll let me come to your defense here, Dan. What about those porn parodies that are free now on Pornhub? Those had a... SARS, motherfucker. It had a coronavirus themed. Those are movies.
Kinda. Yeah, not feature length, I don't think, but...
So, Dan, I'm just trying to help you out.
I know, you fucked it up.
There you go. Yes, Todd.
No, you can't go... No, you already screwed it up.
There's your answer. There's your answer. Fuck you, I'll do what I want. So, I was just gonna say...
I know you do.
We got SARS Wars, back in the day.
I don't remember that name.
You don't remember SARS Wars? Yes.
No.
I'll have to look that up. I don't remember.
I'm gonna need that.
But, yeah.
Can we retro review that one?
I think we should.
But it was a zombie film, though. It wasn't, let me see. I know I have it somewhere if I don't see it right away.
That's a fucking genius name.
Sorry. Yeah. Fuck, where is it?
That's what she said.
Fucking God. Yes. SARS Wars Bangkok Zombie Crisis.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the title. So, yes, they did do the SARS gimmick back then. So,
I love the name. God damn, that's good.
It is. So, yeah. Hey, kudos to Charles Band. He will probably make some money irregardless, but... Fuck you.
How come I'm the bad guy for not making him, like... Okay, whatever.
For using a word that doesn't exist?
Right.
Todd is the fucking grammar police.
No.
You know what, though? That thought did go through my head. I just didn't say anything.
No, you know what's funny? He did it earlier today, and he tried to blame being retarded on the coronavirus.
You don't know what the side effects are, Todd.
COVIDiot?
What?
I think COVIDiot, I think that's the new term on what's that, Urban Dictionary?
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
Do you think we will get a coronavirus made me do it case at some point? Because you know somebody's got to be getting murdered right now in quarantine. All the bickering couples right now, somebody's going to get killed. Somebody's going to go full Benoit or something.
So are you saying we need to check on Caesar?
The lump's going to grow arms and start murdering everybody.
How do you know he's not the one that did the killing, Todd?
That's what we were saying.
I wasn't.
Well, it's a lump.
You said we got to check. I took that as they killed him.
Yeah, that's what I was going with.
Oh, okay. I was going with he had enough and he started strangling everybody like Guado.
I feel like he might not win that fight. I mean, he might, you know, take out the kid, but not. Yeah, I don't know. My money's not on him for some reason.
Well, once he gets to Haley and Danielle, he's kind of fucked.
Yeah. You're using real names. Okay. I was trying not to use real names.
Caesar is his real name.
Yeah, he makes fun of Caesar, though, so many times now. I think that name's out there, but all right.
Sorry. I said they're going to be mad. I said they could beat his ass. My bad.
All right.
Girl power. Oh, speaking of girl power, Wonder Woman moved to August.
Yes.
I know that's not horror news, but that'll transition into movies moving, like Saint Maud. Yep. That moved.
Yeah.
I don't think it has a release date, though, does it?
It doesn't. Is
it, that sucks. That movie looks so cool.
If
you guys join the horror cartel, you will see I posted it being moved and how they should just release it on Good Friday because then it's available for 3 days. And yes. What's 3 days after? Easter. I mean, it's religious all around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one...
Dan doesn't get it.
That doesn't seem to be like a multi-million dollar box office smash, so that... I don't know, that was a weird one too.
It's probably like, I don't want to use the word morality, but like, maybe... Because it does look kind of dark. Maybe people aren't wanting to be in the mood to go out and see a horror movie or something really disturbing.
My answer to that, though. I'm sorry. I went first. Fuck you.
No, I was actually going.
Outbreak is like the number two or three movie on Netflix. So, I don't know.
They pay for it, but it doesn't feel that way.
And that's not really a dark movie. They're looking at it as like a campy thing. Like, I've been avoiding super dark stuff just because I haven't been in the mood. I don't know if I've been avoiding. I just haven't been like, let's watch Serbian film, you know?
Well, hold on. That's always a good
Don't
time.
Worry, when Gutterballs come out, well, that's not really dark.
Oh, man. I love that movie.
I know.
I just think it's a bummer. I would really like to see that movie now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Dark, but definitely a different kind of dark. The new trailer for it looked really good too. Kind of gave
I'm wondering if they have that much faith in the movie, and that's why if they release it, they want that type of money just to have legs and have it build maybe a week, maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Like
I think the difference is like with say. Some of the other stuff that we've just got, they were theatrical releases. Like, I mean, even though they got a week's release or whatever, to this, to just drop, to most people is going to get looked upon as a direct-to-VOD thing, not theatrical fare, and get less notice from them, I think.
That's true. And then, like, non-cinephiles and non-horror fans, they're not going to recognize the A24 label. So, yeah. Although, like, between us, you see, like, oh, A24 has a new movie. For me, that's like, okay, here's my money. Let me see what you got.
Right.
Hey, Pugs.
They really
I don't
let
know
you
if
down.
It's just me, but you just went, like, full robot voice.
Yeah.
It's all right. It settled out. See, Dan, this is the kind of stuff you talk about in Messenger.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure before it went too far.
Dan doesn't know what professional means.
You're good. It sounded kind of cool.
How am I now? Is it better?
Just like you got
You're,
this
yes.
Up, but
you were better before he told you.
Fuck you, Todd. God damn it.
Okay.
Todd's having his period.
Like Bloodshot?
No, I'm just...
Maybe Todd's the one that goes Benoit. I don't know.
Get you far away.
Todd's going to start like solving the homeless crisis during this whole thing.
Wow, that was horrible, Dan.
Dude, you start quoting American Psycho. You know you smell like shit.
All right, on that horrible,
well,
dark.
I wanted to stick with the movies real quick. I was thinking, you know what's going to be weird?
What?
When the theaters open back up, are they going to have all new movies? Like, okay, theaters are back up. How are they going to put in, like, Bloodshot now at the theaters? It's already been out.
I don't think they would.
Yeah, so it's going to be...
If there was, like, a block... Well, is Bloodshot considered a blockbuster?
No, no, I was just...
That would be, like, the only way.
I was just using that as an example. Like, they're not going to have Blockbuster, The Way Back, and stuff that, like, The Hunt, back in the theaters when they open. Because they weren't...
I know.
So,
I have a question actually to pose to both of you on that front.
Ooh, remind me to... I have something to say after. Remind me.
Okay.
Oh, no problem. All right, let's just say, I don't know, they open back up in May, just random date.
Easter weekend.
I still feel that it's going to take a couple months probably before a lot of people are going to be comfortable maybe going to the theater. So I do think you might have, like, Bloodshot and The Hunt and, you know, some of that that's just dumped.
Here's my thing. I think I'm going to take a minute before I go back.
Same.
And for me to say that, and pugs.
Yeah.
How's the average person going to be, you know what I mean?
What's that noise? Although I do think some people are going to get stir crazy and just want to leave and say, like, if I get it, I get it. Fuck it.
Well, but you know,
we'll all get there.
You know, if they drop Wonder Woman that weekend, you're going to be
I'll go. I'll wear my hazmat suit.
Right. What they could do to get people, and this is just me like randomly saying stuff, but what if they release the Snyder cut of Justice League in theaters for
I'll be in line
for like one weekend just to.
But I think HBO Max is gonna have that.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that.
But I don't want to put all my Easter eggs in my Easter basket, but I think that's going down.
Yeah, that I do too. But I mean, even if they are, they could just be like, well, but this weekend only, come see it on the big screen.
I would go.
Yeah, I know you would.
I would go. I can't lie.
It's possible. I mean,
I'd check if it was at the drive-in.
I didn't even think about that. Let's do that.
Drive-ins, man. I mean, they could make a big comeback.
I keep seeing articles that they're making a big comeback.
They're making a shitload of money, but LA made them close them down.
Well, they did?
Yeah.
That's fucked. Now, that's fucked.
For now.
I don't get
why?
That.
Well, because, why? Well, because of the curfew, huh?
Yeah, and people aren't listening, and they're still congregating, and
I can see, like, the one I go to every April, not this April, obviously, in outside of Pittsburgh, they would have to close the little food portion that people go into, but other than that, I mean, they can't let people camp. That's the thing. People actually camp because that's a two-night thing, but... I don't see any reason that they'd have to close it completely. They just have to say, hey, guys, stay in your car unless you're using the bathroom.
Yeah, because that works.
Even that can get infected, too.
Yeah, have you ever seen a drive-in bathroom? I think that's where it originated.
Just bring a fucking... Right. Bring a bottle. Bring a Folgers can. But on a slightly brighter note, Dan, you might not like this. But on Monday, this coming Monday, Chinese theaters in China will be open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I do like that because that's got to make money.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, that's a positive note. So like, they won't go away completely. Hopefully, it's a step.
This is a totally dumb question. Does AMC and Regal have a presence in China, or is it their own?
No idea.
Yeah,
probably
I don't think so.
Okay, either way, the
Cinépolis is United States or is Northern and Southern America, so maybe they have their own thing.
Okay,
who knows?
Okay, well, hey, good news. Like I said, they need to make some money, so I'm happy to see some places opening back up. Anyways, where was I? We had another bit of news, Todd. We are finally getting another Friday the 13th Blu-ray box set with new special features.
Yes.
We'll see.
No.
I'm not holding my breath on those special features. They keep fucking re-releasing this damn thing, and I keep buying it because I'm a fucking super fan retard.
Well, I know there is new special features. Are we going to get special? Like, are we going to get unrated cuts? Probably not. But and actually, we won't.
Then it's going to get shit on.
Well, yeah, but it won't matter. I can't theorize because, but I do know for a fact we're going to get the 3D Blu-ray of Friday the 13th Part 3.
Okay.
That's all I care about.
Well, and I should also say, we will get the unrated cut, I'm sure, of Jason Goes to Hell.
We will get that, but that's
in HD, so.
Yeah.
That's something.
That is.
Just after that doc, it's like, I don't know, what new... I would like to see if they're going to do it, maybe some more fan-related extras.
I know, you always say that. I'm not a fan of fan-related extras. Look at me, I'm enjoying wrestling more with no goddamn Dans in the stands.
I was going to... Fuck you, Todd.
What?
I'm not.
I am, Jesus.
Wrestling is like the one thing that is just not the same with nobody there.
I bet those arenas don't stink anymore.
You know, the only thing that would improve it is if they blackened out all that extra space like WCW used to do.
Well, no, like, even like, what the fuck is it called? AEW does. The way they light their building's so much better.
They did. Yeah, they did a much better job. But
just like, I don't understand them putting the lights by the chairs. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that either. But, well, you know, WrestleMania will be what it is this year. It'll be interesting, if nothing else. I will say that. I think they're going to Hollywood the shit out of it.
They fucking better. I keep saying, there's no reason. Since you guys pre-record this shit, there's no fucking reason every match shouldn't be 4 to 5 stars.
Yeah. No, there's not. Yeah, I was going to say, there shouldn't be any botches. So there is a benefit to pre-recording this way. I want Undertaker to throw, like, CGI lightning bolts at AJ.
Well, aren't they doing a special kind of match?
Boneyard match.
Whatever the fuck that is. He's going to rape him. First one to rape, the other one wins.
So it's a Heidenreich match.
Hey, AJ might just rope-a-dope him. He's old. I mean, he might crack those old hips. You never know.
You know what? I know this isn't the show for this, but what did you guys read that, like, Undertaker might change his gimmick up a little bit? I'm kind of cool. Like, I think that's kind of cool. That, like, what I want is, like, the Ministry of Darkness Undertaker meets the first coming of the American Badass. Just a satanic biker.
There you go.
That would be cool.
Like, still be evil. And then I've always wanted him to do a biker gang called the Motorcade. Because that's like, or the funeral, that's what the funeral procession bullshit is called sometimes. Wouldn't that be fucking badass?
Only if Kane comes out in a sidecar.
The devil's favorite politician. There'd be a,
No, that's not true.
Right? Yeah. Although when Glenn Jacobs does decide to run, you will see me hawking the shit out of his stuff. I will join that team. I'll be making calls, emails. Shit. I'm ready. I'm ready, Mr. Jacobs. Let's do this.
Yeah. I was going to deliver the tombstone to the coronavirus. I can already see the campaign ads. I do want to see that happen. I don't even know what his politics are. Fuck it.
He's a Republican, but he's for the people. So.
I think he's fairly, I don't know, middle of the road. But anyways, moving on. Did I miss any news
before we get
into our movies?
Cool. If you want to talk about The Walking Dead. But
oh, yeah. The other thing I was going to mention with that was that I don't need to hurry to catch up because I don't even know when the season finale is going to be now because they had to stop filming it. Same thing for poor Supernatural. So
Yeah, I was going to say final season of that, too. So, everything's going to – we're going to kind of, like, catch up with what's not filmed, and you're going to have a big lull in new TV shit, too. So, not looking forward to that. But we'll see. I think, like I said, I think you'll have a slow getting back to normal come May, hopefully. Just because I think he's going to do it no matter what. So, without further ado,
stupid motherfucker.
The beaches are open.
Maybe not the beaches.
Shark in the water!
Oh, Dan.
I got you, Todd.
I know.
They might not open the beaches.
You know
Dan!
What?
Reference, but still, I'm saying, I don't think they'll open the bridge.
Maybe if this shit lasts till July, which hopefully doesn't, we should totally do a Jaws commentary.
I'm down.
Are we gonna put Trump in the in the graphic on that one?
Well, yeah. We should.
Fuck. Todd, do
put a MAGA hat on the shark.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, Blast from the Past, do you remember our show once he got elected and we were, like, all of our friends that we were afraid were going to kill themselves?
Yes.
And we had the Trump Hellraiser graphic.
Yes.
I still think it's one of our best. Or one of your best. You do the graphics. I'm not going to take credit for that shit. But yes, kudos. It was cool. All right, let's get into our first movie of the evening, which is I guess we could say really probably the first summer blockbuster and maybe the last for this year. And that is Bloodshot from director Dave Wilson. Ray Garrison, an elite soldier who is killed in battle, is brought back to life by an advanced technology that gives him the ability of superhuman strength and fast healing. With his new abilities, he goes after the man who killed his wife, or at least who he believes killed his wife. He soon comes to learn that not everything he learns can be trusted. The true question is, can he even trust himself? Okay, so I just finished watching this one, actually. So I'm going to give, if I can sum up my thoughts on this movie, I'll just say I liked it better when it was called Universal Soldier. I was not big into this one at all. I'm kind of indifferent with Vin Diesel. I really like, I mean, Pitch Black is amazing. The Fast and the Furious movies I'm just kind of eh on. But I've liked some of his non-Fast and Furious films. It doesn't feel like there's that many, but I thought Last Witch Hunter was okay. Vin Diesel's Vin Diesel. I mean, he's Vin Diesel in every fucking thing he's ever done and ever probably will do. So, if you're a fanatic, this movie might pass as being okay for you, but it's not good. They give away almost everything in the trailer, which I fucking hated. They
don't watch the trailer.
I know. I hate that complaint at this point.
Yeah, but this one really, again, this one really does. So if you haven't seen the trailer, don't watch it. And you want to see this. It's also PG-13, which I forgot. For some reason, I thought this was going to be R.
Didn't they say fuck in that movie like one or two times?
I think they said it the once, the normal.
Yeah, but it's definitely PG-13 violence. And there was times where it got a little distracting for some of the shit he was doing. You know, it just felt like bloodless machine gun hits. And it just didn't work for me. Like I said, the only person that I could see truly loving this is just a totally apologetic Vin Diesel fan. But even on the action front, it was nothing special. You know, you had a couple fun bits towards the end, but this was just dry, been there, done that. It's not as bad as Gemini Man, but it's not much better.
I haven't seen that.
What? Oh, well.
I'm not going to. I don't give a shit. Fuck him.
What did you think of this one, Pugs? Because this is based on a graphic novel, right?
Yeah. Let's go with Todd first, because I might have more to say than...
I didn't hate it. See, I think I figured it out, because I didn't have an issue with Gemini Man either. I think it lies in with their sci-fi, but they're not sci-fi like Dan likes.
Okay.
But, yeah, was this one... it was no Pitch Black, but the finale is fun. Yeah, we've seen it all before, but you can say that to pretty much about every action movie. For what it was, I thought it was entertaining.
Okay, well, I fall in the line of Todd, because I do agree, though, Universal Soldier is way better.
Yeah.
But this was like Groundhog's Day meets Universal Soldier, yeah. So that was kind of cool. I haven't read the graphic novel or the comic, I've heard of the character before. I am not a Vin Diesel guy. I think the best thing he does is Groot. I've never seen Pitch Black or any of those movies. Sorry.
No.
See Pitch Black at least. That's a great one.
I'm not really a Vin Diesel guy. That's the thing. Like I do want to catch up on the Fast and the Furious movies. I've stopped after 3, and apparently after that's when it gets fun.
Yeah. So,
whatever. But I actually really enjoyed this movie way more than I thought I would. Because once again, not a Vin Diesel guy. I was like, oh, this movie's going to suck. So I was, I didn't even plan on watching it in the theater. I just was like, ah, I'll skip it. Everyone's going to get infected if I go see this fucking thing anyway, so screw it.
And then the last thing you want to do is get infected seeing a Vin Diesel movie.
Yeah. Like, come on. For real. No, but I had a good time. Like, it kept me entertained enough. Guy Pearce is always badass, so more Guy Pearce, the better. I really enjoyed the final fight with that General Grievous-looking motherfucker. Yeah. That was cool. CGI was a little iffy, but I'm like, this is on a big screen, maybe 3D, probably could have got away with it. So, I liked it. I did not feel like I wasted my time. Could it have been better? Sure. But, yeah. Paintball number's fun.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm not surprised Dan didn't, and for the reason I stated. Because it walks that sci-fi line, and it's not what he wants out of sci-fi. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dan.
No, well, I would actually say you are wrong, because there are, quote, sci-fi movies that are just basically action movies with a very simple, tech, futuristic type element. Drive is a very good one, not the Gosling flick, but Mark Dacascos and Brittany Murphy, where he kind of has a futuristic type thing that gives him, flippy powers, but it's, it's mostly an action flick. So I do like those.
Dan, what are your thoughts on Equilibrium?
Yeah, good one.
I did like Equilibrium. It's been a while. But
Todd,
yeah,
did you like Equilibrium?
I did. I think I still have it on HD DVD.
Did you guys like it better than The Matrix?
Yes.
I can't go that far, but I was shocked that Equilibrium didn't really get any kind of a theatrical, I don't believe.
But it was drowned out by The Matrix, which is, I think it's fucked up, because I do think Equilibrium's better.
Yeah.
That just triggered that memory. Equilibrium's badass.
It
protected puppies before John Wick.
Equilibrium's similar, but it is also a little different. Equilibrium's a little more definitely Matrix style, but it's more like, totalitarian.
Well, they only get compared because they came out so close to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1984, but the action was very Matrix-like. That was definitely that era where everyone was trying to emulate Matrix, but I can't say better, but Equilibrium is a really good movie.
I think Matrix films are overrated.
Not the first one. I don't think. I think the first one's actually pretty
good. The first one's pretty awesome.
I think, Dan, so you can't say no, it's not.
Yeah. But you know what? The chase scene in the second one, goddamn, that's hard.
I don't think...
I haven't revisited, though. Yeah. I will when HBO Max comes out, because it's going to be on 4K, and I haven't bought that yet.
I don't think 2 and 3 are as bad as people make them out to be, but they're definitely... Yeah, that movie peaked with the first one, for sure. But anyways, Bloodshot. Honestly, it's not horrible, but it's still below average for me. I even expected more out of just the dumb action bits from Vin Diesel, and I felt like even that was a little lacking. I give it a 2.
Wow.
Oh, all right. Todd?
Oh, I'm a 3.5. I had fun with it. I had the, yeah. All right.
Yeah,
I'm going to go 3.5, too. I thought it was pretty solid. I had a great time, and I thought I was going to have a Dan time, so worked out.
That always helps if you think you're going to have a Dan time.
that works. I guess I was expecting like something more from the story.
I think you're expecting like an R-rated romp, because that was like 5 minutes into the movie, Dan's like, is this rated R?
I thought it was for some reason. Then because when I was seeing like the gunplay and no squibs or anything, or CG, I was like, I fucked up. But, you know, it is what it is. If you like, if you really love Vin Diesel...
But I see, Dan, fine. You keep saying that, but I don't really love Vin Diesel. Pugs doesn't really love Vin Diesel.
Todd, on the record.
You were talking about how you wanted to, like, teabag his bald head the other day. I mean, don't lie. You love him.
Okay. You're really digging to prove your point at this point, Dan. So...
You told me you wanted to try that Riddick role play.
Okay.
You want to stick it where it's pitch black? I heard all that, Todd. You went on a big rant last time.
Okay. I see you trying hard. I'll give you credit.
Thank you, Todd. I do try. But anyway.
But my point stands.
Let's move on to... I'm curious. On this one. This was
Dan's pick.
My pick, but I hadn't seen it. It wasn't like an I just watched it, let's review it.
No, you always do this though.
Fuck you. So yes, this was my pick of the evening. All I saw was the brief synopsis, and I'm like, alright, I'm down. This seems like a Dan movie.
And also, hold on, it's streaming on Shudder, and yes. Right now Shudder is kind enough to give you 30 free days if you sign up and use the code SHUTIN, SHUTIN, and you have a chance to watch this if you want to.
Oh, cool. And if that doesn't work, I think Try Shudder 30 will also work. So, yeah, if you are in quarantine, you can get 30 free days at least. Shudder's a cool thing to support. And come October, you've got Joe Bob Briggs and a lot of cool shit on there.
And we got two things from Shudder we're talking about tonight, so
yeah,
we'll let you know which one or both if you should watch them.
Absolutely. All right, so our next film comes from Finland, and director J.P. Valkiapa. Hopefully I didn't butcher it, I might have, but... Anyways, the story follows Jua, who develops an unexpected but powerful connection with a dominatrix named Mona. Following a tragic event in his life that has left him emotionally paralyzed, his dangerous addiction to suffocation is reciprocated by Mona, leading them both down a wild and crazy path towards emotional enlightenment. Dogs Don't Wear Pants is a darkly humorous story of loss, love, and the sweet pain of being. All right, so my pick, but I'm going to tag one of you in first, whoever wants to go.
The streak has continued.
Well, I guess Todd's going first.
What streak?
Everyone you pick ends up being shit. You push him on me, and I'm like, all right, Dan.
But I hadn't seen it.
But you do. It doesn't matter. The ones you haven't seen, you do it all the time. You're like, oh no, we should watch it. And then we watch it, and I'm like, oh my god. Yeah, I did not like this. I was checking my phone. I was answering messages.
Okay.
But you know what, Dan? I think it has a lot to do with your kink. And I don't ever want to hear you bitch about fucking being woke, because all this movie does is literally beat men's asses.
Well, it's a BDSM-themed story.
But I'm just saying. That's what you complained about.
It also was light on the titties.
Very.
Dan should
be already bitching about that, but I don't think he will.
Why do you speak for me, Todd? God damn it. Elaborate, except looking at your phone. What didn't you like about it? It's not a horror movie.
Well, there's that. And Dan picked this to have extra horror movie on this week.
Well, it's on Shudder, but okay.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
I'll explain why.
Go ahead, Pugs.
Well, I know why it's on there. I actually really like the movie.
Thank you.
Hold on. But I can understand, like, it's not being for everybody. Because, like, if you're not interested in this subject at all, I don't see how this can grab your attention. Hmm. Now, I happen to be enthralled with that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I find it fascinating. Plus the grief that the main character went through. And honestly, I'm going to spoil this one thing. the underwear that he had on his head, I honestly thought it was his daughter's for a while. I think that's what made me like extra interested. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then like I, you know, pieced together. But yeah, it's I actually really like it a lot. I don't know if I would recommend it to everybody, but because it is kind of slow. But I liked it. The mood was cool. I liked the gear. And it reminded me of there's a thing in L.A. that happens every July called Bondage Ball, and, like, the club reminded me of it.
Yes.
So, yeah, I liked it.
You got to cover that for Flesh Wound After Dark, Pugs.
I haven't been to it for, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Oh, well, that's not that long. I mean, shit. you gotta cover
fun.
It. Yeah.
All right.
No, all right. So, all right, I'm going to say this. Number one, as shitty as they are, 50 Shades of Grey has kind of made the BDSM community mainstream. Those movies are not accurate at all. And one thing that I did like about this is it was a little more authentic. I don't know what it's like exactly in Finland, but it felt more authentic. If you go to some of these clubs, there's exceptions, of course, but you're generally speaking, you don't find a lot of people that look like Dakota Fanning and I forget his name, the guy in 50 Shades of Grey. That's not generally what you see.
Dorian. He's in The Fall, and I fucking love that show.
He's a good actor, yeah. I was going to say he's known for that, but he can do better. So I did appreciate the aesthetic of this one, which I thought was a little more authentic. This is definitely not one for titillation purposes. It's not a TN. What little there is not pleasant anyways. But it's an authentic BDSM-themed love story that is actually, in its own way, very touching. And I really like this one a lot. The only reason that I think you maybe could justify it for something like Shudder is it does get...
They got it cheap?
A little gorier. Fuck you, God. It is gorier than your traditional BDSM. You're not going to go to a club and necessarily see a guy getting, you know, teeth pulled out or anything. It's
God damn it, Dan.
It's not a horror movie.
I know.
Well, that's a wild one. But
you can't help it when you wonder why I didn't want to talk about Hannibal.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's one gory bit in particular that made me like wince. So again, not a horror movie, but it is definitely a trip into the macabre.
It's horror adjacent. How's that?
Yeah, this film is basically just a love story with two fucked up individuals. I do have a complaint. Now, I will say the one thing I would have...
That's normally his lead. I'm so confused.
Not a complaint. I was intrigued enough that I didn't need titties. BDSM's not necessarily about the titties, Todd. Read a book, sir. Marquis de Sade, you know, read.
Yeah.
God
damn. I like him. Quills.
See, that's my problem, and I'll touch on that when Dan's done.
You don't understand. Yes.
Oh no, absolutely not. I'm just not gonna be the bitch. We talk about secretary, that's a whole different thing. But yeah, I can't do the bitch part.
Well, I'm obviously woker than you think, Todd.
No,
I didn't have an issue with this.
I'm just not a submissive. It's that simple.
But you can see why he was being a surgeon and like everyone depends on him. He wants the power taken away from him.
Yeah,
and then he had the ultimate.
I understand it. I just don't get that side of it.
That's usually, that's often, in life, it's real life, it's a different story. But
I need to find myself a Findom? A financial dom? I need to be one of those to some rich motherfucker.
That's pretty much a woman thing. You don't really.
No, I've seen. No,
yeah, but not as often.
Look, gay money's green too.
Oh, all right. Yeah, well,
I do not discriminate.
you don't really get a lot of women that are just going to, like, buy a bunch of shit for dudes, though. That's, but yeah, Findom's not my thing. But anyways, my beef with this film, I felt we should have had, I mean, it was more focused on Juhan, but I would have liked a little more background on Mona. You do get flashes, you get an idea of who she is, but I thought they could have given us just a little bit more backstory on her. That's my only beef.
We know the same amount about her that he does, so that's okay.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean,
because it's his story.
Yeah, they give you flashes, and there's some lines. I mean, you have an idea of who she is. Obviously, again, it's not a traditional love story. I don't think you'd be listening to this show, but I mean, if you absolutely love 50 Shades of Grey, it's definitely not that. It did feel, again, more authentic, darker, grimier, and I think a little bit more how it really is, minus, you know, some of the couple gore bits. So, what do you gentlemen rate this one?
I'm a 2.
Okay.
I was back and lower. Right on. I'm going to go with a 3.5 as well as from earlier. I liked it. I may even revisit it to watch it with a friend.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I give it a 4. So like I said, that was my only real beef with this one. I thought the acting was really good. The actress that played Mona, I kept thinking, I'm like, shit, I'd like to see her in the... in the next Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie, since they're kind of doing the different actress each time.
They have one more to go, right?
Oh, they have more than that. Yeah,
no,
a lot of books.
The new one skips the other two books. It's like the one from the new author. Yeah, so like they did not complete the Millennium Trilogy. They skipped the two books and did a separate one.
Yeah.
Well, that's lame.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah, so who knows? That one could still jump around. I don't know what the box office was on the last one, but
probably a flop.
Yeah.
I think it did okay. I don't think it was a big hit, but they waited too long, too. So I liked the last one. I didn't have any issues with it. So yeah, 4 for me on that one. Check it out. There aren't a lot of truly good movies on that subject. I mean, 9.5 weeks.
Secretary, I've already said that.
Yeah, you already said it. That's why I didn't say it again.
Well, no, but you need to reiterate that.
Hellraiser.
Horror themes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
I would say watch Hellraiser before this one.
Oh my god, yes.
To be fair.
Well, totally different.
You know what, though? I do think it would be a good double feature if you watch this one first. What the fuck is the finished one called? Let the right one in.
Well, wait, say that again?
I think if you put Dogs Have Don't Wear Pants, whatever the fuck it's called, with Let the Right One In, I think they would pair well together.
That is a Swedish film, though. You said Finn.
No. But... Well, whatever. They're not from here, MAGA.
Yeah.
Anyway. A good double feature, a foreign double feature, if you're in the mood.
Yeah.
I think those would go good together.
Dan said close enough.
fuck you, Todd. Also, Blue Underground put out a BDSM-themed movie. I want to say it was called Going Under.
It is Going Under.
Yeah, so...
Cruising is awesome.
Cruising's a great film. So, yeah, there's some other options for you. All right.
Pick any of those.
I like Dogs Don't Wear Pants. I think it's a great...
You think it's better than any of those we just named?
It might be. Going Under's been a while, so I can't say. It's a totally different movie from Hellraiser. I mean, that's my favorite movie of all time, so I can't compare that.
All right, that's
cool. So anyways.
I didn't know that.
You didn't? Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, Dan. All right.
Yeah, you can't beat Hellraiser.
Hellraiser you guys, 3 can.
You guys gotta come.
I'm a Hellraiser 2 guy, but there's really no wrong answer.
Dan, before you say a word, Supreme is a Hellraiser guy, and that's his favorite one. So talk shit on Hellraiser 3.
Well, I won't do it to Supreme, but he is wrong.
Your opinions can't be wrong, though, Dan.
I know, that's what, he doesn't get that.
If Supreme asked me, I will say Hellraiser 3, but it's still not the right answer.
It's the hat. It's going to his head, and I don't mean the Outback one. I mean the red one.
Fuck you, Todd. God damn it. All right. Well, I love Hellraiser 2 also. I mean, those movies, the first and second, like bleed together because they pick right up. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, those are the two.
Dr. Chenard, man.
Yes, absolutely. I have so much help. You guys got to come visit, especially like once the plague hits and you got to flee California. You got to come visit. I've got a lot of Hellraiser shit there.
Like I'm everything.
So anyways, moving on to our main event of the evening, which is a documentary. I've been waiting to cover this one for a little while now. Smoke and Mirrors, the story of Tom Savini. I don't actually have a synopsis for this one, but this is Tom Savini telling the story of his life. And this is another one, much like we've been reviewing a lot of docs lately, much like the Mark Patton doc. This is, I should say, more like I said, about his life. It's not like a deep dive into any specific movie. This is about the man himself. Having said that,
well, it is a Tom Savini doc. I mean,
yeah, I'm just saying, you know how these reviews were on Mark Patton.
Yeah, but that like, but that wasn't called like Mark Patton, the man, the myth.
Yeah, but it was not marketed as like a Nightmare 2 doc.
I think if you watch the Tom Savini doc and get mad it's about Tom Savini, you're fucking retarded.
But there's a
I'm
lot
just
of
saying it.
There's a lot of retards out there, but they didn't say anything about the burning.
I'm going to tell you a story, Dan, and you're going to just say fuck you, Todd, now to start it off. The term irregardless comes from the fact people were misusing regardless, and it was so bad that it forced the dictionary to put it in there. Because stupid won.
Oh, well, it's in the dictionary, so fuck you, Todd.
Okay, well, you're losing the message of that point.
Well, it's in there, so...
Because stupid won. It's not wrong. And there you go. And that's why Dan explained Tom Savini, Doc.
Fuck you. All right, what did you think about the Tom Savini, Doc? Pugs, you go first. Todd can eat a dick. What do you think?
All right. So, it's available on Shudder, so everybody can see this. And I do recommend everybody checking it out. It's pretty good. It's a very flattering portrayal, because Tom Savini is not always in the best of moods. So that one there, I'm like, all right.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, I have to give Michael Felscher props for calling that out, though.
Yeah. Because, like, I have a buddy of mine who used to work with Tom Savini, and they did not get along. Tom Savini took a lot of credit for what my buddy did. I don't want to name names, because and then that's perfect that he has a school, because now he can be like, oh, it came from my school.
Yes.
Yeah.
With that all said, this is awesome. I've never had a bad experience with Tom Savini, and I hope I never do.
Me either. Because
he's fucking sex machine. Sex machine's badass. I learned a lot of new things about him. From the how they found his brother, I won't ruin it. But like the death of his
Save
brother.
Save it for Dan.
You're right. The death of his brother.
Hillary Swank.
The divorce he went through, and then like just certain things I didn't know, and I thought it was pretty cool that like he still lives where he grew up. That I liked a lot, in his house and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just very detailed, very flattering. As it should be, since I think it was all his idea. But yeah, I liked it. What about you guys?
Yeah, I'm a Savini mark. I thought it was great. I was surprised that they even had the Mike Felscher part where he talks about it. But yeah, I've heard bad stories. I know, you know, everyone has, but I've never had a bad interaction with them.
But and I also everyone has a bad day. So.
And I also go with, I know people personally who don't understand the line.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and he doesn't do well with that. I've seen that though.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I've met him probably as much as any celeb. I mean, he's one I've even met at conventions that he wasn't booked on just because he showed up. That drive-in I go through one time, he was actually right in front of us just watching the movies in his car. Nothing to do with the festival. So I've had a lot of experiences. Never had a bad experience. He is a super nice guy who will talk to you about shit.
About him?
I've heard, you know, a bit of a, you know, womanizer, but hey, you can't fault a guy for that.
Sex machine.
Right.
He's sex machine. But no, never a dick. I've even seen people geek out with him, and he's not a dick. I will say, there's a lot of stories out there, so there's obviously some truth to it. But as Todd said, you do get some people who do tend to push their luck a little bit.
Well, the one person we know that I will not mention that has had bad interactions with them can be a little too in your face and, like, expects a little bit, like, I know who you are. And I spent this money on you, so he's a little too all of
do a dance for me and
yeah
that shit's not cool. I get that totally. I've also had a friend of mine visit his house. From a band, and like they just nerded out and had a great time, and they that might lead to something in the future, so that's pretty cool.
Cool.
So, like, I've heard both good and bad. Mostly bad.
Well, and I have, and I think this is out there, so I don't think, you know, you had a story. I've heard from a couple people, too, that there was even going back to the 80s where there was credit for certain things that he claimed to create that he didn't create, Creepshow in particular, so... Now, again, that's not saying the guy's not a fucking pioneer and an icon. But, yeah, you know, there might have been some specific, makeup and creature designs that he really didn't do. But having said that, yeah, I really love this doc. It's a tight 91 minutes, I believe. So I'm kind of curious if it gets a Blu-ray, if we'll get, like, a four-hour version of it at some point, but I liked it. And I will say, for a guy that's been around forever, there was shit that I didn't know either. Yeah. They go into, you know, particularly post From Dusk Till Dawn, where you would have expected maybe the acting to take off a little more than it did, and it explains why that didn't happen. I don't think he would have been a big movie star, but I could have seen a lot of, like, Tom Savini be action movies direct to disc that I'm sad we didn't get, but I will say, one of the funnier panels I was at years and years ago at Fangoria, Betsy Palmer, which, God, I wish some of the footage from that existed, but basically said about his acting that he shouldn't have quit his day job. It was one of the she was talking some shit in a loving way. But yeah, you might learn some shit that you didn't know about him personally. I really enjoyed this doc immensely. I'm trying to think now, like, who's left that we haven't had a proper doc of?
Baker.
We haven't had a Baker. Yeah, that's true. Not a feature-length doc.
And just because I know Chris would get mad if I didn't say it, Steve Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
I got some side stories about him, too, from the same guy. I fucking love Steve Johnson. Oh. I think he's a fucking hoot.
Yeah, I've been to his house, and I've been out to dinner with him in a group setting.
And he's entertaining as hell.
Oh, my God. My favorite thing ever was because I went with Chris, and it was he was finally getting his Night of the Demons poster signed that had everyone on it. Mm-hmm. So when he would get there, and he's like, we're talking, then he finally gets pulled out his poster and get it signed, and he's like, I don't get why everyone still likes this piece of shit. The look on Chris's face was hysterical. Like, he got kicked in the balls. I started laughing.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I want to pay somebody once just to somehow, like, weasel their way into his circle for just, I don't know, whatever he's out doing. And just start saying, you know, Day of the Dead is a real piece of shit. Like, start ragging, like, he brings up Video Dead. It's like, oh, man, that crap. I'll take Sharknado any day. Just, like, really see if we can make his head explode. One day I will play. I will. It can be horror punk, and I will horror punk Chris. But
that's a good idea.
It is a good idea. Huh. See, it'll never happen because I don't want to gimmick it, though.
Let's not limit it just to horror. This is, like, called nerd rage.
Yeah. Yes, but you'd have to shoot it overseas somewhere where you can actually traumatize people, because I'd want to go legit. Make somebody wake up and think they're
I'm not going overseas, right?
Hey, you want to talk about traumatizing people, wait till you start watching next week's review.
I got to the first episode. That shit's hilarious.
I know.
But
Dan,
I can see Dan's going to get mad.
Yes, he's going to be so uncomfortable.
All right. Well, I haven't watched it yet, so spoiler, Todd.
How is it a spoiler? We don't think you're going to like it. I don't even say that. I think it's going to annoy you. How is it? Did we say a word about what the content was?
Well, I didn't think Hillary Swank was the fucking content either, since she's in the goddamn trailer. But anyway.
It became a spoiler when Pug said he didn't remember she was in the trailer, basically, without saying who it was.
Which means other people might not.
If Pugs forgot, a good number of other people may have forgot. Because that second trailer does not show her.
And it was treated like a surprise.
Yeah.
They shot her from the back. You only saw her back and you heard her voice. If you didn't recognize her fucking voice or the back of her stupid head, you would not know who that is.
I think they were expecting you to forget from that first trailer to the second trailer.
It wasn't like Sigourney Weaver popping up in Paul. You know what I mean? I don't know, but
it could have been.
Point taken.
Well, at least they didn't ruin the other surprise. I'm saying the Janet Leigh gimmick.
No. Well, anyways, we could talk a little more about Tom Savini.
We covered.
Yeah,
until you went off the rails, motherfucker. But yeah, you get a lot of good behind-the-scenes footage of, like, his dad. It's amazing all the shit he recorded. One thing that I really loved about this, and I would have loved to have seen it live, was the live Dracula stage show that he directed.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That looked so cool. Yeah, I would have loved to have seen some of that. Do you guys think he could have gone further as an actor?
Yeah, I do. I don't think he would have been the leading man, but he could have been, like, the main villain.
He could have been.
Or, like,
he could have been Denzel's friend. Is that what you said? That's a deep cut for everyone listening. If you got it, you got it.
So, what do you rate it, gentlemen?
I've been going back and forth between a 4.5 and a 5.
Let me go first.
No, I'm just gonna. I'm gonna give it a 4.5. I'm gonna give it a 5. 5. Done.
Cool. I'm gonna go 4.5. I think it could have used a little more critique on some of his things, but it's a good time. I think everyone should watch it. I think it's mandatory if you're a horror fan.
Damn it, now Pugs is right.
That's okay though.
Okay.
Well,
I was very close to giving it a 5 too. It's just like I just want a little more adversary in it. Because this is a puff piece.
Yeah.
Again, it kind of should be too. So.
Yeah, I'm a 4. I really like it. I don't think it's an elite documentary, but I definitely learned some things about the man.
I figured that would raise your number.
Yeah, I mean, I like what it was, and like I said, we might even get an extended version of it at some point. But yeah, I'm a 4. That's a very high rating.
I'm gonna be honest. I think 4 is kind of low.
I do too.
I'm shocked.
Well, maybe I'm still mad about Dogs Don't Wear Pants, and I'm
and Bloodshot.
Yeah, you went way too high. Can I talk shit about that? Giving a 3.5 to that movie.
Then, if you want, I gave it a 3.5 too.
Well, yeah, but yeah, I'm a Todd.
I can't trust anyone who fucking likes Star Trek. So, you want to hear something? You want to hear something hilarious, Dan? Do not say a word. Dan, I'm telling you, do not.
I'm fucking quiet.
Okay.
God damn it.
Pugs, if I was to ask you what Jason Momoa's breakout vehicle was, what made him a superstar, what would you say the answer is?
No.
Wait,
not
okay.
Made him a superstar.
Okay, sorry, made him a name, and I said shut up, Dan.
Breakout role.
Breakout role. We'll say breakout role.
I know what Dan's going to say, but it is not. It is Game of Thrones.
And what is Dan going to say?
He's going to say Stargate.
It's Atlantis. That put his name out there.
I have, Dan.
And he worked. His breakout role is what makes you as an actor.
No, it's not.
It's what made you a household name.
Yep.
And what made him a household name is that show, Game of Thrones.
I had no idea who he was while he was on Stargate Atlantis. So, therefore, it's not his breakout role.
Number one, I would even say Conan, even though that movie didn't do well.
That didn't make him a household name either.
You knew who Jason Momoa was.
I had no idea. I've seen Conan, and I couldn't tell you.
No, you know him because he's the fucking king of the Dothraki people, not because of wherever the fuck he was on Stargate Atlantis.
I'm just saying, depending how you word that.
He was also in Baywatch Hawaii.
Oh, well, then that's his breakout role. But
if you said superstar, all right.
No, breakout role, Dan. But you call everyone a goddamn superstar.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God, you're like, I can't even... I'm not going to get this whole thing.
WWE
so,
is a superstar. That's the word they use.
I'm not saying that, but we've had this argument numerous times. Just because you know who they are, that makes them, like, super famous, and just because you don't realize they're still working... Man, I haven't seen them in forever, so their career's flopped. And the motherfuckers are on network shows and shit. Just because they're not in Dan's direct line of vision, it doesn't matter. Or if they're in his direct line of vision, they're fucking famous as shit.
All I'm going to say is I've heard actors use that breakout role, and they will name something that wasn't fucking Aquaman or Game of Thrones. Some people take that as, all right, this put me on the map and made my career. That's not always the big giant thing. But
I think you're getting confused with, okay, this was my break. And that could be yes. He could say, okay, my break was Stargate Atlantis. No one's going to say, okay, it's not. My breakout role was Game of Thrones. They're different.
Fuck you, Todd. I'm going to declare this.
Is that what you say when you can't come back with something?
It's Game of Thrones, dude. It is Game of Thrones. How big that show got, it's Game of Thrones.
A superstar, yes.
No, he wasn't a superstar till Aquaman.
No, do you agree with that, Pugs? He was a superstar in Game of Thrones. Everybody was talking about him. TV, biggest show on TV.
Yeah, but I can't say he was a superstar, but like that was his breakout role to become fucking Aquaman.
Because by your logic then, Dan, everyone on that show is a fucking, superstar, and they're not.
But most people would remember him... Amelia Clark, Peter Dinklage. There's a handful that you're gonna remember. The rest is like,
yeah, but that doesn't make him a superstar. I don't think Peter Dinklage is this fucking superstar. He's just the most famous midget.
He should be.
That's offensive, Todd.
I'm not the one who fucking does it to actual little people and they get mad and leave the page. What's up, Phil?
I try to apologize
The little fucker didn't get it.
Right? He tried to apologize, like, where he's just talking about the people, or the government, not the people. Okay, on that note, I'm not just trying to fuck with you, Dan. I just, the definition is a little off.
I think that's
it. I understand what you think it, so that's the only way that's right. We get it.
Yeah.
I'm a hard Game of Thrones. So. And if you want to say a breakout movie role, it's Batman v Superman.
Yeah? Damn.
I'm sticking with Conan.
Okay. Oh my god! Who the fuck's that's Conan? Oh my god, I wish fucking I had the drugs Dan does.
First of all, Conan was a damn good movie. It may not have been a big hit.
I've seen it. I'm not even talking. It has nothing to do with the quality of the movie, Dan. That's the thing overlook.
How are you a nobody if you're on like every big talk show pimping that movie?
Because no one gives a shit.
What marketing is?
I think
no one knew who the fuck Mark Hamill was. No one knew who the fuck Michael J. Fox was before Back to the Future. Like that happens. Someone sees star quality in something, and like, okay, we'll push him.
Well, Michael J. Fox was a TV star, but yeah.
Oh, wait! No! Didn't you just fucking say he was a TV star?
What?
Didn't you just say Jason Momoa was a TV star? Okay, and just to make this point, Conan's budget was $90 million. Opening weekend, $10 million.
Ooh.
Total U.S. gross, $20 million.
Oh,
worldwide
no.
gross, $63 million. It didn't even hit its budget worldwide.
Oh, I'm not saying the movie didn't.
So it's a flop, so it doesn't matter. So next thing you're going to tell me fucking Vanilla Ice is a fucking superstar because he was in the goddamn, or a fucking movie star because he was in Cool as Ice. And that was in the fucking movies.
Hold on. He was also in Secret of the Ooze, TMNT 2.
Yeah, but he wasn't a star. He just had a guest appearance.
Did we get the porn parody Secret of the Splooge? Because if not, it should have happened.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm just saying it should be a thing.
Oh.
I did find a recent Star Wars porn parody. And it's an old one, though. I was going to ask Dan if he saw it. I'll have to see if I can find it again.
It's not Star Trek. He doesn't care.
There's like... there's a lot of Trek ones, too. But there's like at least 20 Star Wars.
Yeah, but they're all gay.
Ones. As in homosexual.
Yes.
Well, there's probably a few of those too.
Spock gets it in the Spock.
That's fucked up, Todd. But yeah,
in CBS All Access, your Picard show is there for free right now.
They gotta give that shit away. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's called Sex Wars from Excalibur Films, directed by Don Brown, starring everyone's favorite, Paul Thomas, Mia Lynn, Mike Horner, Renee Summers, Billy Dee, but not Williams.
Hey, Billy Dee was down on his luck. Don't fucking, shit talk.
Well, if you're making a star, you know what's crazy? This is before Empire. Oh, wait, they didn't make it in 85, though, so never mind, it was after. So Sex Wars screws up the timeline coming out in 85.
There's a lot of Trek and Star Wars porn stuff out there. I can't even keep track of them all. There's a lot. I would say at least.
Well, Dan will be finding all of his new ones on, what is it called now? It's not even Pornhub. They changed it. What is it? Stay Inside Up?
Yes.
Is that what they did?
Yeah.
have a mission for you. You have got to find the Beavis and Butthead one, which was hilarious back in the day. You can find a clip or a trailer.
I have
a cartoon?
No.
Yeah, there was a good one. It was funny. Not like I'm not saying.
I have somewhere. I think I still have it on tape. I might have even transferred it to DVD. I don't know if you guys remember it or if you ever saw it. Zane's World.
Oh yeah.
It was a parody of Wayne's World, and it starred Madison from, as you know.
Oh, I love Madison.
From Evil Tunes. She now owns a tattoo shop. I think I've told you this.
How did we not? That's it. We always forget shit.
I don't think it's out here.
Oh, I thought it was California. I thought it was in. All right.
I can look it up again.
I'm pretty sure it's California. It might not be right by you, but. But anyways. Yeah, so guys, check out fleshwoundfeatures.com, the Fleshwound Day on eBay. I appreciate you still buying during this trying time for everyone. Also, be sure to like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page and join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio page, or we'll cut your fucking head off.
Goddamn right.
And if you haven't already, listen to yesterday's brand new program, KFWF, with Weird News and Trivia, hosted by Ozzy V, because he doesn't get enough airtime. And tomorrow, we're going to have our third and final of the month sex comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to that.
And absolutely.
Anything else before we go, gentlemen?
Oh, if you want to hear more from me, I just did a guest spot on my buddy buddy's podcast, The Bortcast. He's affiliated with The Woody Show. I don't know if it dropped already or if it'll drop sometime this week. But, yeah.
Well, share it in the group when it's all ready.
I will. It's more nerdy than horror, but... I take that back.
Yeah.
I give horror recommendations, but then it trails into Batman and stuff.
All right, we got trivia now. It happens.
And he probably thinks Atlantis is the breakout role for Jason Momoa, too.
Oh, my God.
All right, on that note, Stargate doesn't count. Good night.